Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
What up?
Yes, it's hump day, so we're going to get you through with some big stories and lots of laughs, of course.
Yes.
Coming up, looks like we might know who's going to be performing at Super Bowl halftime show.
Mm-hmm.
And a celebrity says he regrets sleeping with 10,000 women. But you know who doesn't regret sleeping with 10,000 women?
Who?
Frank.
What's up, LA? You know what? Last night was the season 2 premiere of This Is Us, and the writers must be clairvoyant because they predicted this.
Wanted to be in LA, and I wanted to see Kardashians.
Yeah, well, I was going to take you to the place where they get their smoothies.
Oh, stop. You're killing me.
Well, listen, the Kardashians aren't going anywhere.
Promise.
I promise. They're like gremlins. By next week, there'll be like a bazillion more of them.
He was right.
Not like gremlins where you put the water on them and they multiply.
They fed them after midnight, and now there's more Kardashians.
Here we go.
Now, of course, we talked about Kylie Jenner pregnant with her first baby about 4 months along, and now we're hearing that Khloe Kardashian is about 4 months along as well, pregnant with Tristan Thompson's baby.
Oh, congratulations.
When you think about it, you know, Kim got upstaged by Kylie, and now Kylie's getting her spotlight stolen by Khloe.
Well, if you're 4 months pregnant, I mean, they're both 4 months pregnant, and they both have known, and they are family. I mean, did Khloe not find out until she read the script the next day that she was pregnant as well? Because you would know you're upstaging Kylie if she had just announced it or kind of leaked that she was pregnant, and the next day you come out with, I'm pregnant too.
Yeah, she's totally stealing her shine, because everybody knows, if you've known anything about the Kardashians, Khloe has wanted a baby for a long time. So this is a big celebration for her.
Your move, Chris.
You're right. I don't think Chris can move in that direction. I don't think. I'm not sure. But, Portia, you have a sister. Wouldn't it be kind of cool? I mean, I know your sister had a baby already, but wouldn't it be kind of cool if you had a baby around the same time and your kids could come up together?
Oh, my God. That's all she asked for. She asks for it every other day when I'm around Bailey. She wants us to be pregnant at the same time.
Can I suggest 10,002? They could be cousins and sisters.
Yeah. Wait, what? By you? That's you. And you inserting yourself.
Yes, I am inserting myself.
Why do I do this to myself? Every day I fall into this.
All right, man. So it's being reported that somebody is finalizing a deal to perform at the Super Bowl 52 halftime show.
Who?
Take a wild guess.
Jay-Z said he wouldn't do it.
Lady Gaga.
No, Gaga did it already.
Gaga been there, done that.
Porter Wagner.
Katie did it. Taylor Swift.
No, Justin Timberlake is the guy that they're allegedly talking to. Now, this comes 13 years after his controversial Super Bowl halftime Nipplegate performance
with Janet.
Janet Jackson.
This is bull. This is not fair. Because y'all know Janet is banned from Super Bowl. Even they did a Super Bowl special on all of the artists over the years. They even left her out of that.
And you know the crazy thing is, if you would have fast-forwarded that performance maybe 5 or 6 years in the future, people wouldn't have got as mad about
it. We're freeing the nipple now.
I think what Justin does, fine, do the Super Bowl, but I think he changes the words to a song, and then he says, I'm bringing Janet back.
Yeah.
And then she comes out on stage, and he has the pace.
But she jumps out of a big old...
He's stupid.
I would so be in for that.
All right, you guys. Jesse Williams and his ex-wife, Erin Drake Lee, have come to an agreement in their temporary divorce settlement. Jesse will pay Erin $160,000. That ain't no money.
A month?
Not money.
total as of now, Gary. The Grey's Anatomy star has signed off to pay $100,000 in temporary spousal and child support, as well as the $60,000 bill for Aaron's lawyer's fee.
And by the way, this was a woman who, you know, supported him. It's not like she got with him after he made it. She sort of supported him, was his rock as he was coming up through the ranks and before he was even a successful actor.
Like pay for stuff?
Yeah, she was the breadwinner. He was broke.
I mean, but if you can't live off of if you can't take that $100,000 and figure your life out within the next year, like then
that's for child support, babe. That's for child support. Their kid is going to private school, which is at least $12,000 a year.
Maybe you gotta go to public.
Yeah, divorced kids have to go to public school. I'm sorry.
When Frank's president, all divorced kids go to public school.
Oh, God. I'm never voting for you.
All right, L.A. We'll be chatting with y'all later.
All right, Atlanta. Well, Tom Cruise is finally addressing those fake butt rumors, and we're going to be back later to talk about that.
Well, after losing the number one spot on the Billboard's Hot 100, Taylor Swift has no hard feelings.
She shouldn't.
That's great. Mm-hmm. She shouldn't. Y'all know Cardi B's Bodak Yellow beat out Taylor Swift's Look What You Made Me Do, and Taylor actually congratulated Cardi by sending her some flowers.
Aww,
isn't that
sweet?
As if I already didn't know that Taylor Swift was one of the sweetest celebs ever.
Yeah. Aww. Cardi B shows flowers checked. Make sure there's no, like, ticks.
No. She would never, if anything, she would have probably sent some cookies on the side.
Child Taylor probably done had so many hits, it don't even matter to her anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That was really sweet of her to send.
One is sweet.
That was to Cardi B.
Cardi B posted the flowers on Instagram and wrote, "So beautiful and lovely. Thank you, Taylor Swift, for the flowers. And I freaking love your music."
Oh. You know, but that should be the glow up for both of them, though. Just imagine if Taylor Swift jumped on a remix for Bodak Yellow.
Oh, it should happen.
And if Cardi B jumped on a remix for Look What You Made Me Do.
It should
happen.
That
would be insane.
Yo, well, Taylor get on that with Cardi B, that's two different genres.
That's what happens.
Crossing over and building your fan base.
And honestly, I've heard a couple other songs from Cardi B because you wonder, okay, can she do different styles
of
rap? She totally can. I've heard her do some other styles.
Like,
it sounded
Bodak
nice.
Yellow is Cardi B. Be at her lowest common denominator.
Yep.
That's her dumbing it way down.
Yes, it is.
Way better than that.
Yeah. That's why haters need to leave her alone.
Really? Well, they need to play more of her music.
Oh, that's okay. It's coming.
Good.
You gotta get a CD player so you can listen to some of these mixes.
Not a CD player.
Recently, the cast of Will and Grace appeared on Megyn Kelly's show, and now Deborah Messing has some regrets.
Why?
What happened?
After the show aired, honey, one of Deborah's Instagram fans asked her, "Why did you guys do the Megyn Kelly show? That's a fail." Oh, isn't that awful, honey?
Yeah, you know they called Megyn Kelly a racist.
Oh, yes, I know, honey. And I was surprised she had a show, child.
Right. They get rewarded sometimes.
Got a whole president.
Deborah responded, "Honestly, I didn't know it was Megyn Kelly until that morning. Now, the itinerary said, today's show appearances. Regret going on, dismayed by her comments."
Ooh. Now, that's shady right there.
Ooh. Deborah Messing was woke.
Okay, because she went on the woman's show, did the show, then it's like, wait, I didn't even want to be there.
So she said, "We're assuming y'all that Deborah was referring to Megan's ignorant comments when she brought a Will and Grace super fan up to the stage."
Now, listen, is it true that you became a lawyer and you became gay because of Will?
I look at Will Truman, I'm like, oh, he has it made. Lawyer, best apartment in New York City.
Yes, that's true.
And gay, come on, you have the trifecta.
Nailed it. Thing, but I think that Will and Grace thing and the gay thing is going to work out great.
Not defending a woman, but if you like Megyn Kelly, it's pretty much like damned if you do, damned if you don't, because she's trying to do a fluff piece and try to keep it lighthearted, but people are going to dig and look for every little thing she says and try to blow it up.
But I guess if you're going from someone's track record and they've made homophobic comments before or racist comments before, you can't come like the fresh and clean TV host and still make jokes.
You need to tread
Everybody
lightly.
Knows if you have a certain past with a certain subject or a certain group of people, don't mention it, don't talk about it, because it is damned if you do it. You need to not. You need to don't.
Yeah. She should have talked about gardening or something like that.
Yeah.
You
know? All right, guys, so yesterday I asked if Gary has 37 Speedos and 8 are red, 4 are pure white, 8 are purple passion, and the rest have a fabulous animal print, how many sexy, sexy animal prints does Gary have lurking in his closet? The answer is D, 17. Oh my, Gary, he's almost got a whole zoo in there. Now to the important part. Who is getting that $500? It's Courtney Hughes. Congrats and thank you for watching. Tune in later when I give today's Porsche Pop Quiz.
Freeze! Don't go anywhere. We have more Dish Nation still ahead.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, we're going to kick this off with a kicker story about a kicker.
Oh. Oh. Cynthia Bailey?
No.
No.
A professional one, thank you. Now, the Philadelphia Eagles played the New York Giants over the weekend, and it was a thriller. It came down to the final seconds, and the Eagles brought in a rookie kicker. Now, his name is Jake Elliott, and he had made an attempt at a 61-yard field goal, which if he made it, it would have been the longest in Eagles history and just yards shy of the NFL record. And here's how that went down.
Ball is spotted. The kick is away. And the kick is... It's good!
Oh, my God, I'm fired up.
Yeah, my heart beating fast.
Well, here's the thing. Quarterback Carson Wentz is now put in a weird position because the Eagles just released the full audio of him mic'd up on the sidelines before the big kick.
I'll freaking give him my paycheck. I'll give him my game check. He makes it.
Yeah, that boy should have a big payday coming. Is he gonna give him that check for real?
Mm. I doubt it. He probably didn't tell him.
Right.
He was gonna give him the check.
Yeah, but the whole world knows now. If I was Jake Elliott, I'd roll up to the next practice like.
That's right. Like the bill collector.
So just so you know, Carson's game check is roughly about $32,000. And after the video was released, Carson tweeted, well, that escalated quickly. But don't worry, at Jake Elliott and I got this worked out. But at the end of the day, like, it, you know, he should just hit him off and don't even, like make him chase him for the money. Because, like, you know, whether you said it to him or whether it was a figure of speech, deal's a deal.
You know how we get paid direct deposit from Dish and they send just a stub to the house?
Yeah.
Well, if he gives him just that stub, then that's giving him the check.
Oh!
Yeah, because the money's already in his account, so that's handing him the check.
That's true.
There you go.
Yeah.
It just says you can't cash it.
Nah, it's a check. It's non-negotiable.
I'd be kicking a different type of field goal if you try to play me like that. Come on, man.
All right, moving on. The job market is hard out there, and sometimes you have to go the extra mile to make yourself stand out, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, Gary, you know, you did a lot of extra stuff to get this job.
Yes.
Well, there's a young man who was trying to get a job at a company called VaynerMedia with Kendrick Lamar as his inspiration, he decided to drop a few bars.
I got. Internship on internship inside my resume. In that visual communications, I got BFA. Every time I get behind computer, I make a souffle. I can fix your homie website. I can even illustrate.
Oh!
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah!
That's pretty damn impressive.
Yeah, he got some bars for real. That was pretty interesting right there. That would definitely stand out.
Most definitely. I mean, Brandon Haycracker, did I do something like that?
Well, I wouldn't do that particularly, but like for exit strategy, he should remix Bodak Yellow. Little bitch, you can't fire me if you wanted to.
Oh, God, no.
You'd be dead in here. I leave with bloody shoes.
No, he can't do that. What up? It's time to use your brain to make some money, honey, with Porsche's Pop Quiz. Y'all ready? Let's go. Since 2005, RiRi has been collaborating with huge artists like Kanye, Calvin Harris, and most recently, DJ Khaled with Wild Thoughts. Woo! I love that jam. To date, the Barbados babe has had 38 collabs since she hit the scene. Then there's our girl, Beyoncé. Now, Beyoncé has a few years on Rihanna as she started in 2003 with her solo album, Dangerously in Love. She sang on 28 songs featuring people like Justin Timberlake, Lady Gaga, and of course, her boo Jay-Z. So, here's the math part. If Rihanna has had 38 collaborations in 12 years, and Beyoncé has had 28 in 14 years, on an average, who has spent more time working in the studio with their partner per year? Is the answer A, Rihanna, or B, Beyoncé? To enter, head over to the Dish Nation app to take Porsche's Pop Quiz. If you don't have the app, you can download it on iTunes or Google Play. And of course, for extra credit, head over to dishnation.com.
All right, So welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, Ric Flair regrets revealing his number.
Oh? His real telephone number?
No.
His age?
What? No.
His sex number.
Exactly.
Oh!
You already knew. So on an episode of ESPN's 30 for 30, which is going to air in November, Ric admitted that he slept with around 10,000 women in his lifetime.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And now he says he cringes at the thought of it.
Really? He don't like women no more?
They don't want him no more after hearing that.
Oh.
But he tells People TV, what I said was the truth. But I feel bad now that I said some of it. 10,000 women, I wish I hadn't said that because of my grandkids.
But do they care?
His Why grandkids? Should they? Yeah.
Yeah, that's something you kind of high-five your granddad over. Like, word, where'd you find time?
Yeah, and it's a man. It's not like if grandma told you that. Sweet, stable grandma. Grandma tell you that, you're going to have some self-esteem issues.
And you're going to start Heisman blocking them kisses, too.
Right.
No, grandma. Well, check this out. Award-winning actor Ron Jeremy is calling Ric out about his numbers. He says it's impossible to sleep with 10,000 women.
No, it's not.
Now, I did some math, y'all. Like, he is 68 years old,
okay.
Right? So if you multiply 365 times 68,
hey,
you get 24,820 days. So in order for him to hit 10,000 chicks, he's literally had to, like, you know, have sex at least every other day.
Well, you counted it against 68. He had sex when he was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yeah. You got to start his sex at, like, 13
well,
years old.
Well, I was
old.
Giving him room to fluff. You know?
Oh, okay, yeah,
no
yeah.
No pun intended. But, yeah, I was giving him, like, room to fluff the numbers a little bit.
Ron is just hating because he's a porn star and he wants his numbers to be higher than Rick's.
Yeah, because Ron, I didn't slept with a lot, too.
Yes, he has.
Yeah, he has. He's been around the block.
But he got paid to do it. This one just slanging it everywhere.
Well, he got paid for his job, and then, honey...
Yeah, he got rewarded.
Yeah, he ain't complaining.
I think that's where the catchphrase came from.
Hello?
Woo! Woo!
Well, y'all, Barack Obama went through some tough times when he was president, but nothing as tough as sending Malia to college.
Aww.
This feels?
During an event for the Bo Biden Foundation for the Protection of Children, Obama told the audience that when he dropped Malia off to college at Harvard, it felt like open-heart surgery.
Really?
Oh.
I can imagine.
I know it hurt.
He knows the world. He knows the state of the time, son. You got to let your baby go off to college.
But that's your firstborn.
I know.
Yeah.
His two girls were always with them.
I can't imagine.
He said, I was proud that I did not cry in front of her. But on the way back, the Secret Service was looking straight ahead, pretending they weren't hearing me as I sniffed and blew my nose. It was rough.
Mm. And you know what? They're back in their regular house now. I bet they probably changed Malia's room into something else.
I'm sure they did. Well, Malia was in the White House anyway, so, honey, that's gone. So she definitely got a new bedroom.
Yeah, they changed it into something else.
Mm. Oh, I'm sure she still has a room.
They probably has a room at the hotel.
No.
Welcome back. Well, last month, a screen grab from Tom Cruise's 2008 movie Valkyrie went viral because a Twitter user posted this picture and wanted to know what Tom had done to get his butt so big.
So what's he saying? Is he saying that it's a... any Photoshop? Is there any implant going on?
And
prosthetic?
Nothing, Frank. He wants the world to know. Tom Cruise wants the world to know that that is his butt. And in an interview with Screen Rant, they tried to get to the bottom of this. Well, Tom said he wants you to know there was no prosthetic in Valkyrie. He said, no, it's me. It's not CGI. It's me. I do my own mooning in films, so let it be known. I do my own mooning. Because you know he does all of his own stunts. And so he's like, I want you to know that I do all of my... I don't have anybody in there. That is all Tom Cruise. I will say that's hard to believe.
Yeah, it looks too round.
It's a big round thing in your face. I mean, I'm about to get sprung.
I want a triple X throw down.
I mean, Jane Fonda.
My anaconda wants some.
Because you got buns, hon.
You got buns, Tom.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.